Search for merger ejector emission from late-time radio observations of short GRBs using GMRT, by Ankur Ghosh et al. Short gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, are the aftermath of compact binary mergers involving neutron stars. If the merger remnant is a millisecond magnetar instead of a black hole, a significant proportion of the rotational energy deposited to the emerging ejecta can produce a late-time radio brightening from its interaction with the ambient medium. Detection of this late-time radio emission from short GRBs can have profound implications for understanding the physics of the progenitor. We report the radio observations of five short GRBs 050709, 061210, 100625A, 140903A, and 160821B using the Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope, GMRT, at 1250, 610, and 325 MHz frequencies after approximately 2 to 11 years from the time of the burst. The GMRT observations at low frequencies are particularly important to detect the signature of merger ejector emission at the peak. These observations are the most delayed searches associated with some of these GRBs for any late-time low-frequency emission. We find no evidence for such an emission. We find that none of these GRBs are consistent with maximally rotating magnetar with a rotational energy of approximately 10 to the power of 53 ERGS. However, magnetars with lower rotational energies cannot be completely ruled out. Despite the non-detection, our study underscores the power of radio observations in the search for magnetar signatures associated with short GRBs. However, only future radio observatories may have the capabilities to either detect these signatures or put more stringent constraints on the model. This was Search for Merger Ejector Emission from Late-Time Radio Observations of Short GRBs Using GMRT, by Ankur Ghosh et al.